Good morning. It is hello. 8:21 a.m. on Monday, October 23rd. It's a bit nippy out here this morning. I should have come out at 6 o'clock. Or 5 o'clock. I guess it was 5 o'clock when I got up. The temperature behind the house was almost 60 degrees at 5 o'clock this morning. Here it is, 8:30. That's 40. I didn't believe it when I saw it. When I looked and saw the temperature this morning, it was 58. I was like, no, I must be asleep. That must be 40. No, it was 58. We had a couple of hours of pretty heavy wind. And clearly a cold front came through, because now it's 40. But just barely 40 at that. My wife saw me bundling up to get ready to go out for the walk, and she said, "Are you going to be warm enough?" I hope so. I have my doubts. But yeah, here I am. It's out. Got a good amount of body heat built up under the coat. My nose is cold. My hands are cold. But I'm out. I'm walking. I'm in a hurry because I've got therapy at 9. I've got 8:21. I should be home by 8:41, which gives me about 5 minutes to get my act together before I have to leave again. Which reminds me, I should turn off that alarm so it doesn't go off at 8:30. Guys are going hammer and tongs here in this house. Good morning. Good morning. Alarms. Turn off the 8:30 alarm. I don't need that this morning. Okay. Glove back on. Phone back in the pocket. Off we go. So this is the week where I've got my HiCon. Got three presentations on Friday. And nothing as far as I could see on Saturday. They didn't get invited back to the reading game. I don't know if that's because I'm considered there already or they have enough people participating that it's made me this year. See how that works out. It is, in spite of the fact that it's mostly overcast, I learned of a new meteorological term yesterday, octa, which is how many eighths of the sky are covered by cloud cover. It looks like about 7 octas this morning. There's a little bit of blue sky over there to the south. There's there's a little bit of high thin clouds. It's not actually blocking the sky very much, just enough to sort of diffuse the blue above me. But despite it being not terribly sunny, a little bit cold, definitely windy, feels good to be back out. That's the thing, it's like, yeah, I really do feel better having walked. So the last, what was it, 3 days since I've walked the last time? Oh God. The last walk was like the 19th, this is the 23rd, so 19, 20, 21. 2021, 22. Yeah, this is, I missed 3 days. So yeah, this is something that I need to pay attention to. This is something that I need to be aware of. I was up and ready to go this morning because the kid who was supposed to go to work at 7:30, but woke up sick. There's plague in my house. My wife has been sick for a week and a day. Not to be confused with the year and a day, which is something different. She's been sick for a week and a day. It feels like a year and a day. I'm sure it feels that way to her. But my daughter got up with it this morning, so she's running a fever. She's coughing. Ah, that's not good news, because fewer hours means fewer dollars. She's going to take next week off anyway. So, yeah, that's tedious. So far, I've managed to knock on wood, avoid, for the most part. Had a little headache. Felt a bit feverish. I had my flu shot on Monday, and I had a little bit of, I think I had a little bit of reaction to it. I'm glad I didn't take the extra strength pill. Ooh. Extra strength pill, extra strength shot. I just took the regular one. But it's, not quite 8:30. I've done some writing this morning. I've done a little bit of playing. I've done some meditation. I've done two sessions of meditation this morning. Had a little bit of breakfast. I need more food. Around the corner here and get a little watery sunlight. It's not very bright light. It's enough to cast a shadow, barely. A little bit. And of course I think we'll get a little extra warmth. Oh, and we'll get a little extra wind. Thrill a minute. Right in my face. That's what it is. It'll give me rosy cheeks. Rosy cheeks in the front as opposed to the back. going up on the monk pole. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Yeah, the difference between the last photograph and today's photograph of the tree is pretty stark. The leaves were beginning to fall. There weren't quite as many leaves there last week as there are. There aren't quite as many leaves there today as there were last week. We had a lot of wind this morning. We had some wind over the weekend. That pretty much took down a whole bunch of leaves. I'm looking at this long line of trees here along the street, and yeah, there's only, jeez, look at that, holy crap, I didn't notice. These trees all pretty much had leaves on them the last time I walked. And now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 of the 25 or so are completely bare. They're the most exposed ones. There's two or three down here that still have greenish yellow leaves. They're missing leaves from the top, but oh, this tree, this house. House that had the tree fall on. It still has a limb on the roof, but it's embedded in the roof. So I suspect they've left it there until the insurance adjusters can come and look at it, or until they can get a roofer in to fix it. Now, that's going to be a pain in the butt. So yeah, we've met a new character. I needed an engineer, so we have a new character. I needed a ship designer, not necessarily a shipboard engineer, but I need somebody who knows how to build ships. Because one of the problems that they're having with this new ship that they're building is that it's being built by amateurs, and it shows. But the question is, is it being built by amateurs on purpose? Is it being built by people who are doing the best they can but just don't know any better? Is it being built by people who are basically in the Peter Principle, where they've risen to their level of incompetence? And it's an interesting question, is how do you tell the difference? Do they not know any better? Or are they doing it on purpose? Is there a power behind the scenes that's pulling the strings, that's making this project look like it's going to fail? Oh, the answer, of course, is yes to that part. But Natalia and Zoya are trying to figure out what's going on, because it doesn't, from their perspective, it doesn't make any sense. And of course, they don't necessarily have the full picture, which is true of pretty much every situation. You don't really have the full picture. So that's a thing. So we got another new character who's come in at almost 60,000 words into the story, so I have a suspicion that we're going to be doing some clipping at the front end to try to get this story pruned back to something that's actually a story and not just a long extended ramble. The beginning is, I like, the beginning is good, the middle is okay. I'm in the middle, sort of the mushy middle, and that's always the hardest part. If I can get through the other side of this, we should be gold. Should be really, it'll be the answer to all of the questions. Walking hunched over. Never a good thing. Shoulders back, pushing my navel toward my backbone. Yes, that's a little better. All I need is a little marching song here. The wind is pretty much butchering any sounds from a distance. I hear a dog that's barking across the way here. I'm not hearing traffic sounds this morning. Don't hear any trains. Of course, there may not be any trains to hear. I smell a little exhaust. Is that dead light right there? Maybe. It smells like gasoline. It doesn't. The wind is blowing against her, so I don't know. Oh, it smells. Well, there's the couple, the scooter couple. They've got their Frisbees out this morning, walking across the base of the park. I recognize the pink parka. Guy just threw his Frisbee. They're an interesting couple. I don't exactly know what the story is, but none of my business, frankly. But anyway, hey, look, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Shut this one off.